I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, this has come up many times in when Hollywood does what it loves to do, which is to make movies, and particularly awards season movies, based on real people, that controversy follows. And we're seeing, more or less at the same moment, two different controversies. One of them involves Clint Eastwood's new movie, Richard Jewell, which, according to The Hollywood Reporter's awards reporter, Scott Feinberg, upends the Academy Awards race. It's going to be very, very popular, he thinks, with Academy members in numerous categories. I'm assuming that probably includes Best Picture. But in this movie, Richard Jewell, this is about the security guard who tried to warn about the Olympic Park bombing back in 1996, a real event. He is portrayed in this movie. Of course, he was accused of having been involved with the bombing. He was completely innocent, and his life was very damaged by this. But I'll tell you whose life is being damaged now. They, in this movie, have a character, a woman reporter, who allegedly in the movie sleeps with a source, with an FBI source, to get a story about this. And this person, this real-life person, whose name is used, Kathy Scruggs, is dead and cannot speak up. I mean, this is an outrageous thing to accuse a reporter of. You know, that is a firing offense, as you know, if you were to get wind of one of your people at The Hollywood Reporter sleeping with a source to get stuff. And I will tell you, in my life, there have been occasional offers, but that's not something that real reporters do. And the editor of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, where this person worked, is objecting to this. And I will just note, this is a Clint Eastwood movie. Clint Eastwood is clearly very conservative, possibly part of the Trump, you know, the reporters play, reporters are fake news world. And I honestly kind of hope this becomes a controversy because I think it's kind of outrageous.
Well, it's also part and parcel of the film. This is an indictment, according to the reviews that have come out, of both the FBI and the media and how they handled this situation with Richard Jewell. And I don't think anyone is saying that this was the finest moment for either of those institutions.
Absolutely not.
But it does cross the line there to suggest that a reporter did something like this. And it's also a trope. Like, you have seen this in other things.
I mean, Absence of Malice with Sally Field. I'll never forget it. I was like, well, Paul Newman might be hard to resist, but we don't do this.
Right. And even more recently, if you look at the character in House of Cards played by Kate Mara, her relationship with Kevin Spacey.
Right.
If you look at even, you know, Amy Schumer in Trainwreck, I mean, she was sleeping with the subject of her story. So this is like a trope that comes back. And I am not a female journalist, but I see how deeply offensive this is. And also, not necessary. Like, you don't need
to
show this.
It's lazy. Yeah. And let me just turn quickly to this Apple premiere. You know, Apple is trying to plunge into this world. It's been a bumpy ride, as we've talked about. They have this movie, The Banker. They were going to have a premiere. They canceled it. Why did they cancel it? Because the son of the subject, and the story is about a black man who, this is a real story again, of who recruited a white man to front for his financial business 60 years ago, before the Civil Rights Act. This is a real story, but they have been using this guy's son, this guy named Bernard Garrett Jr., to promote the movie. And it turns out Bernard Garrett has a couple of half-sisters who say that this guy has sexually molested them for years. And this is now blown up. It's a different kind of hazard. Apple acquired this film, but when you don't vet things carefully, this is a hazard that can happen.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because Apple bought this movie after it was already made, and neither Apple nor the filmmakers knew about this controversy until about a week before the premiere. And obviously, the allegations are very specifically timed, but now they've got to figure out what to do with this movie that has this explosive allegation dropped in their laps.
Yeah, I mean, I just say proceed with caution when you're doing true life stories. And I think it's a cheap out to take on someone who's dead and can't speak up. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.